All righty, KUVO Jazz in the studio today. Andrew Hudson, a band leader and bassist of the Denver Jazz Orchestra, along with their vocalist, Kat Ellis. Now, the Denver Jazz Orchestra is Denver's premier big band. They are a 20-piece band who perform all types of music from swing to funk to Latin. Good morning, Andrew and Kat. It's joyous to be in your presence here at Community Connection.
Well, thank you. And I just want to tell you, thank you so much for supporting jazz musicians around town. Without KUVO, Denver would not have as thriving a jazz community. What you all do for us is amazing. You promote our music, you help us get gigs, and it really, it's one of the reasons why Denver has such a thriving jazz community is because of KUVO.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's powerful. Wow. Well, Andrew, so we just played the last track that was recorded live, and that was at our other studio over on Welton.
That's right.
And you had just how many pieces then?
It's the same. It was the same. I don't think we had a vocalist at the time. I think it was just instrumental.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was a great tune there. I enjoyed that. Now, let me ask you. So I understand that you took over the Denver Jazz Orchestra after Sam Bivens passed away. How long ago was that?
Yeah, Sam Bivens ran the Denver Jazz Orchestra, and it was a terrific, terrific group. Sam Bivens was from New York. He used to run a thing called the Jazzmobile. He was an old school trumpet player. All the songs that we played were his handwritten arrangements.
Wow.
It was an amazing group. And then when he passed away, a couple of years passed, and me and another fellow named Jerry Noonan, who is a very sax player, we got together and said, you know, let's try and recreate this band. It's going to be a little different. We're going to do some other things. And so we did. And it's been about 15 years since the band has been in this form.
That's wonderful. I mean, you're sounding great. You're sounding great. Now, let me ask you, who introduced you to jazz, and when was it that you decided you wanted to perform jazz?
Well, I will tell you that back in the day, when I was in the Denver Public Schools, every junior high school, every high school had a big band, and you were learning jazz at a very, very early age. There was a thriving jazz education community in Denver, terrific band teachers. Even the guy who arranged that song that you heard, his name was Jack Fredrickson, and he was a wonderful jazz saxophone player and teacher at Lincoln High School. And so I got introduced to jazz through the schools and the great teachers, Neil Bridge,
mm-hmm.
Hugh Avis, who was at Manual High School, John Sodia at my junior high school. I mean, we had terrific, terrific teachers throughout that. And then both my parents were also musicians. My mother is one of the founders of what was then called the National Association of Jazz Educators.
Really?
And so, you know, we came from a family where you didn't do anything until you practiced at least a half an hour. And so I hated it at the time. I love it now.
Practice, practice, practice.
That's right.
That's what you got to do. I mean, if you want to get better at whatever your craft is,
that's right.
You've got to practice. Now, Kat, let's ask you a question. How about this? Now, how long have you been playing with the Denver Jazz Orchestra? And how does it feel playing in front of this big 20-piece band? How does that?
I've been with the band about 3 years. I was recruited through some jam session friends who I met, local musicians. And I would have to say that I am so grateful and indebted to the sound engineers that we have here on the Front Range, the folks at Dazzle, the folks at the Muse Performance Space, and I'm really excited to work with Colin Bricker on Sunday because, as you know, vocalist needs a microphone, and vocal jazz grew with microphone technology, and so it's workable. At first, I was a little intimidated and had to figure out what to bring with me to rehearsals.
Right.
But when I'm on a gig with these guys, we get to work in the best venues and we get the best sound engineers. And so it's exciting and fun, and it's become a family of mine, these folks that I get to hang out with between sets or after sets, rehearsing, having side conversations through life with them. It's just a whole wonderful group of really great people and some of the best musicians on the Front Range.
That's awesome, because when you start spending that much time together practicing, as we were saying, and doing all these gigs, you truly become a musical family.
It is certainly true. There is no doubt. I think that happens in most bands.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that story.
Thank you.
Now, Andrew, you're playing at Dazzle's with the big band. I guess that's happening occasionally on Monday evenings.
Yes.
Okay. And how often do you perform there at Dazzle's?
I'm probably there maybe a couple times a month with different groups and with the big band itself. I mean, let me just say something else about the big bands. So many jazz musicians are taught jazz through big bands, through high school and then through college. And back in the 70s and the 80s, when I was graduating from high school and college, there were still big bands playing around, especially the old 40s music and things of that sort. I used to play with Dean Bushnell. His band existed for over 70 years.
Wow.
And so, you know, everyone wants to play in a big band. The economy of a big band is not very good because it's so big and there's a lot of mouths to feed.
Exactly.
But these musicians, they come together and they love to play this music. They love to perform it. And what Dazzle has done, this is a very pretty traditional thing they do in New York. On Monday nights, the theaters are dark, and the musicians from all those shows and the pit orchestras, they come together and they have Monday night big band. And so that's how that kind of came. And you can see that in New York. I've been in Hong Kong. It's the same thing. You can see it in a lot of the big cities where it's Monday night big band night. And that's what Dazzle has done. And that's what they've they're bringing in different big bands. There's a thriving big band ecosystem here in Denver and Colorado. A lot of musicians putting together. And they come together not for the money, because you're not going to get rich playing big band. I mean, you make hundreds of dollars a year maybe. but it's because of the love of the music. It's exciting. It's interesting. There's the old 40 stuff, but we're also playing Count Basie. We're playing Maynard Ferguson. We're even going to be doing some Blood, Sweat, and Tears this coming Sunday.
Wow, that's amazing, because the big band was what it was back then. It was very few trios, quartets, but it was big bands. And I remember one big band that was here as I was growing up, which was the Monterays.
Yeah.
Do you remember them?
I've heard of them. Yeah.
My father played with them for years, and they did all of the debutante balls and so forth. So I got introduced to the big bands very early on, so I can appreciate what you're doing with the Denver Jazz Orchestra and the big band. It's like a big band jam session at Dazzle's on Monday night.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of fun. And just like you're saying, I mean, you know, Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, they used to be the Taylor Swifts of their day.
Right.
I mean, you know, they were the ones who people would pay good money to go see because it's so wonderful. And I remember when Kat came up to me, we were playing at Dazzle, and she says, I'm a jazz singer and I want to play in the big band. And of course, you know, as a musician, you're going, oh, we got a singer. Okay. And she's like, no, I'm for real. And I said, all right, well, come to the rehearsal. And she just blew everybody away.
Nice.
I mean, she really has her stuff together. She does the vocalese, the scatting, and she really puts the work into it as well. So we're really lucky to have Kat with us.
Thank you. I was trained as a French horn player originally and have dabbled in trumpet as well. And so I like to think of myself as a horn who uses lyrics.
Nice.
And so I bring that with me.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. That's beautiful.
I majored in tuba. So, what do you know?
And then you switched to bass.
Yeah, well, I played bass as well, but
okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't play the bass and the tuba at the same time, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Just check.
That'd be great if I could do that.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would. So, in addition to Kat on vocals, I understand that Chad Snyder, the new owner of Dazzle's, is one of your trombonists.
Yes.
So how does that feel, having the boss play in the band?
Oh, it's great. Chad and I played down with Freddie Rodriguez down at the El Chapultepec for probably 17 years together.
Wow.
And so he's a wonderful trombone player, first and foremost. And then I kind of brokered the deal between Donald and Chad, and I put them together when Donald came and said he was thinking about selling the thing. So, I was like, man, there couldn't be anybody better than having a jazz musician take over the reins of this. And he's doing some really great things. He's not the elephant in the china shop over there. He's letting the great folks at Dazzle do what they do best, but he's also bringing in a lot of new ideas and some different things too. And he's just got such a great personality, you know, a lot of fun, and so it works out really great.
That is amazing. So let our listeners know, I'm going to let them know that you are at City Park Jazz this Sunday at 6 p.m., and you have another special guest coming in. I understand Isaac Points will be playing with you or vocalizing with you this Sunday.
Yeah, he's going to come. You know, I thought it would be a lot of fun to have a male vocalist there to do a few songs. And the first thing I thought about when I was thinking about that, I'm like, who'd be a good Joe Williams?
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so I'm like, Isaac could sing, you know, all right, okay, you can, you win. And then I started thinking about some of the other songs that have great horn sections. And so Chicago, we're
right.
going to do some of that. We're going to do some Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And then we're going to also do some Lou Rawls as well.
Nice.
So it should be a fun, diverse group of folks, music, and all kinds of stuff.
Sounds like an awesome arrangement of variety of music there.
Yeah.
I'm excited to do background vocals.
All right.
With him.
Very
great.
Good.
Yeah.
So where can our listeners find you? Facebook, Instagram, or website?
Yeah. Our Facebook is Facebook/Denver Jazz Orchestra. You can find us easily there. You know, we're a little bit behind in technology, but we are building a website, so we'll have that. And then, you know, we're going to be playing again at Dazzle, and we're also doing, we always have a big holiday big band show that we're doing, and this year we're doing it at Dazzle and at the Augustana Arts, and we're still taking bids from others who want to hear great holiday big band music. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming up.
All right. Well, you heard it here. You can reach them at their Facebook page. Now, we look forward to seeing you two at City Park Jazz this coming Sunday at the Denver Jazz Orchestra. I want to thank you, Andrew and Kat, for joining me today on KUVO Community Connection, a Colorado where everyone feels seen and heard.